Hi everybody, Dr. K here. Today we're going to talk about arguably the most important thing that you can think about when it comes to achieving your fitness dreams. Today let's talk about goal setting. You see, goal setting really is the way that you can attach a plan and a targeted way of reaching whatever your fitness goal is, whether you want to lose 8% body fat over the course of a year or over the course of 6 months, whether or not you want to drop 15 pounds or 3 dress sizes or fit into that perfect bathing suit that you've been chasing after. It really all boils down to your ability to set goals appropriately and be able to attain them in a reasonable time frame. And, you know, there's really one program in particular that you'll find the link for below this audio post that I recommend more highly than anything else, and that's the Magic 100. It's www.themagic100.com. That's made by a good friend of mine, Dax Moy, who is the UK's top personal trainer. He's beyond a personal trainer, he's really an excellent motivational coach, and the reason he's so good at it is because he's developed a process that's a proven process that's been used time and time and time again to be able to help people not only achieve their goals, but feel great about achieving them, feel a newfound self-confidence, and do it in the fastest way possible with goals that may seem unattainable to most, but in such a ridiculously quick time frame. I am an advocate of this program because of the fact that I've done it, and I've done it multiple times. And each time that I engage myself in the Magic 100, what I find out is that my goals were much more attainable than I thought, and my productivity level goes through the roof. It's such a proud and fun feeling to be able to hit goals that you never thought were possible, but not just one, but all. And the other side of this is, when you're setting your goals, are you setting them only relative to fitness? That's a mistake. It's just like if you spend too much time at work, you're not going to actually love work anymore, and you probably will end up sacrificing other areas of your life. Instead, as Dax recommends and as I recommend to you, I think that you should really be creating balance in your life and setting goals in all facets and respects that are important. What I mean by this is, it's always a good idea to be mentally stimulated. So setting goals that relate to education is a vital and important idea. Whenever you're setting a new goal in your life, you want to balance that with something else. So education's huge. Family is huge. Whether you have a very close-knit family or more distant family, in some way, shape, or form, whether it's with a pet, with an animal, whatever it is, family is important to everybody. And if you don't prioritize that as highly as you do other aspects of your life, the chances are you're going to fall short in every aspect of your life. You see, because there comes a point where if you're working so hard for something that you're losing something more important in your life, you start to question yourself, whether it's consciously or subconsciously, and everything falls through after that. And this gets in maybe to a little bit of psychology as well, but let's really think about how we're wired and what matters to us. What are the true reasons? Not just like, oh, you know, I just want to feel better about myself. That's fine. That's great. But what are the real reasons you want to lose weight or increase strength or improve your fitness level? Let's get right down to the point of what motivates you truly. Is it the fact that when you look in the mirror, you're not satisfied with yourself? Is it the fact that you want to be there for your family more in life? Is it the fact that you just don't want to grow old and you like the fun, young spirit way of life? You know, what is it? Is it the adventure part of it? Is it taking your shirt off at the beach? You know, is it walking around in a bathing suit or being able to walk up the stairs without getting out of breath? And what does that really mean? Does that mean that you want to be able to do everything without restrictions? You know, at least everything controllable without restrictions in your life? I think so, right? So if you want to be able to have managed stress levels, if you want to be able to have that perfect body, if you want to be able to eat right and feel good and have increased energy at the beginning and end of the day, you know, there are other factors that are going to contribute to this outside of fitness. For example, are you succeeding in your career or in school? That's really important. You know, another example is, does home stress you out because of negative relationships with your family? Do you constantly find yourself not wanting to go to the gym because there's not enough time to do that and spend time with your family? Or read a book that's been important to you that you've set your mind on for a long time? Is there a way to combine goals or structure yourself so that you can actually schedule your time, at least in the beginning, in a written format to be able to help you achieve goals? You see, there's an acronym that a lot of fitness professionals and other goal setters use as mentors to teach people how to set goals, and that acronym is SMART: specific, measurable, action-oriented, results, specific, measurable, attainable, results-oriented, and time-referenced. And what that really means is that if you set a specific goal, I'd like to lose 6 pounds, that's measurable and specific, you want to have it be attainable. So let's say 6 pounds in 3 weeks, okay, because that's actually a healthy weight loss goal of 1 to 2 pounds a week. You want it to be results-oriented, and you want it to be time reference. So we're saying 6 weeks. We're saying I want to lose six pounds in 3 weeks so that I can fit into the bathing suit because summer's just right around the corner. And now we've gone a step further, and we've attached an emotional tie or reason to your goal that makes it that much more important. Doing things like this and then practicing what's called affirmations or positive self-talk. Now, you're probably going to have to listen a little bit hard to this one and say, is this guy nuts? If you don't believe a whole lot in affirmations, just give it a chance. I was the same person who was like, all right, whatever, what are they talking about? But affirmations, things like saying, you know, as if it's already true, that for me as an example as a fitness professional, that my clients are going to become walking, talking billboards. Since I started practicing this affirmation, guess what's happened? Well, my clients, like you, yourself, have become walking, talking billboards telling your friends about how I've helped you, and that has led to more business and better results. You see, once people start to really believe in themselves, they do better anyways. So let's say that for you, you want to say, I fit into a size 6, and it just feels so great. It makes me smile when I look into the mirror. By practicing that sort of self-talk and saying it a few times every day, before you know it, you're going to fit into that size 6, and it's not because magically your thought process is going to just melt away the fat. It's because you're going to become more cognizant throughout your day of things that you could do to help you yourself achieve this goal. For example, you might look at a cupcake and decide, that's not for me today, because you just reinforced your positive self-talk instead of talk of self-hatred that's taking place subconsciously when you're less fit than you want to be. You see, one thing that we don't realize is that affirmations is almost a counterbalance to things that we're doing naturally throughout the day that have just been taught through pattern of behavior. For example, a lot of times people that want to get up from a chair and don't have time and their low back's hurting sort of subconsciously say to themselves, I don't have a choice but to have my back hurt. And this is like a subconscious behavior of negative self-talk. So how do you counterbalance the negative with positive? You have to actually make a concerted effort. And before you know it, your subconscious behavior becomes positive self-talk, and you start observing things in your environment you never knew were true. You know, as Dax would say, he really was looking for a Lexus, and he really wanted to get a Lexus. And all of a sudden, after he decided he wanted a Lexus, he looked left, he looked right, and there were Lexuses everywhere. And it's not because all of a sudden the world just conspired to put Lexuses in front of him. It's because it was in the front of his mind, and he started to notice as the cars passed by that were the cars that he wanted. This is because he practiced affirmations. He put it into his conscious area of his brain, and he started to think about it in a positive, not negative way. Instead of a feeling of lack, it was a feeling of abundance. And therein lies a key difference in your ability to attain goals. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Dr. K. I'm here today to help you really reach your goals and set up a specific way to reach them. In Lift Hard, Play Hard, I have an entire other audio that lays this out in a step-by-step format with transcripts to go with it called Goal Setting for Real Results. I'd encourage you to take a look. You'll have immediate access to it when you take me up for my free trial. It's lifthardplayhard.com, and it's a phenomenal deal. And like I said, if you take nothing else away from the program, at least you'll be able to set long-term and short-term goals to help you really get to where you want to be in life. In addition to that, I highly, strongly, strongly recommend you check out the link below. It's www.themagic100.com, and that's one spelled out, O-N-E, www.themagic100.com. And that's Dax Moy's program, and I really strongly believe it will help you, and I just really want you to hit your goals. Again, I'm Dr. K, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Thanks for joining me. Bye-bye.